Iran says it has defended a Vietnamese flagged ship from being seized in the Sea of Oman. It says elite Revolutionary Guard troops boarded the ship on October 24th, saying the tanker was about to be taken by the United States. The US, meanwhile, is accusing Iran of staging dangerous maneuvers at sea. Well, joining me now in the studio is our Iran correspondent, Dorsa Jabari. Dorsa, just explain to us what's happening here.
Well, the Revolutionary Guards have now released this rather elaborate video that clearly has been edited, which shows the elite forces of the Revolutionary Guards, the Naval Division, taking over this oil tanker. There is communication clearly that we hear between the Iranian naval forces and what appears to be American naval forces as well, talking to each other, warning one another about being in dangerous territories and that they should go on their own way. The Iranians say that this happened because they believed that their oil was going to be seized by the Americans. And now we understand that this is an operation that the Iranians carried out because they believed that they had to seize their oil before it was taken. This is not, of course, the first time that we've seen these kinds of maneuvers by the Revolutionary Guards happening in this region. The interesting thing now is that this incident happened on October 24th. The Iranians have waited until now to release this footage. And also, the Americans have yet, they didn't say anything when it happened. They said they haven't really acknowledged on their side what took place. According to accounts from sources in the United States, the government, they're saying that they witnessed this incident taking place, but they did not interfere with the Iranians at the time.
Is there anything in the timing here, Dorsa? Like you say, this supposedly happened on October 24th, we're what, a week and a bit on now from that. Is there anything in the timing? What kind of message are people trying to send here?
Well, the Iranians are marking November 4th, which is tomorrow. They call it the National Day of Fight Against Arrogance. It is the anniversary of the U.S. embassy takeover in Tehran, which happened in November of 1979. 52 American diplomats and citizens were held hostage for 444 days just after the revolution of February 1979. And this is seen as a way of Iranian media, Iranian government and officials trying to mark that occasion to show their strength. Of course, when we look at this footage closely, we see that it's been edited. It's narrated with Farsi script indicating which ships belong to whom and what is actually taking place as the video progresses. So, and there's music laid over. It's very, very well choreographed, as we've seen in the past from the Revolutionary Guard media department. So this is seen as a very interesting timing for the Iranians to release this video and this news now, clearly being sent a message to the Americans that they believe to be the stronger force in the region and that they are not scared or frightened by the U.S. presence in the Sea of Oman as well as in the Strait of Hormuz.
Okay, Dorsa Jabari there talking us through those developments. Thank you, Dorsa. We'll keep a close eye on that for you.